Hi, my name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Let me continue. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer or a political campaign?
No. How you doing, Steve?
Thank you. With which political party are you registered?
Republican,
Democrat? Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20? You are definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 70.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
No, I think they're going in the right direction.
The following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? I would read about 7 options. 1, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. 2, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs. 3, cultural issues like standing up against world policies such as DEI and transgender rights. 4, economic issues like taxes and government spending. 5, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment. 6, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. 7, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration.
For me, it would be crime and immigration, number 1, getting rid of the woke culture, number 2, and then replacing Biden, number 3.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can say so. The first person is Anthony Sabatini.
I'm favorable on him.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Next person, Keith Carner.
I'm not familiar.
Next person, David Jordan.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, and that will be somewhat favorable?
Yeah, somewhat favorable.
Okay, next person, Ron DeSantis.
Extremely favorable.
Next person, Mike Levine.
Extremely favorable.
Next person, Addy Owens.
I'm unfamiliar.
Next person, Carrie Baker.
Unfamiliar.
Next person, Nan Cobb.
Unfamiliar.
Next person, Donald Trump.
Very familiar.
Okay, very favorable?
Very favorable.
Next person, Mark Jordan.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay, somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Excellent. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Mike Levine, Keith Carner, Addy Owens, or Nan Cobb?
Mike Levine.
And would you say you are definitely or probably voting for Mike Levine?
Definitely.
And from the same list of candidates, for whom will be your second choice in the Republican primary election for Florida State House?
Go over the list again.
Keith Farner, Addy Owens, or Nan Cobb?
Keith.
Thank you compare to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Oh, it's gotten worse.
Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? One, bipartisanship is a good thing when Republicans and Democrats come together. There is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Or two, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight the conservative principles.
That's what we need more of right there, clean house and more conservative principles.
Okay. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? One, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. Two, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. Or three, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we all knew all along. He was severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should be prosecuted, Biden and his handlers, for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people.
The last one.
As you might be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Currently, property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closest to your opinion? One, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Or two, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just failed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and had nobody but himself to blame.
I go with the second one there.
Okay. If you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each will make no difference, you can say so. The first is a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants.
That would affect my whether I voted for him or not.
Okay, it will be less likely or much less likely?
Oh, it would be less likely that I would vote for him.
Okay, somewhat or much less?
Much.
Okay, a candidate who recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
Well, I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay, will be much less likely.
Much less likely.
Okay, next, a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from colleagues and refusing to pay for items purchased.
I would be extremely unlikely I would vote for them.
Okay, much less likely, thank you. Next, candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
I would be very likely to vote for them.
Thank you. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
I'd be somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
I would probably be more likely to vote.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums.
I would be somewhat less likely to vote.
Okay. A candidate who says they are, and I quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level.
Somewhat likely to vote.
And a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
I would be very less likely to vote.
Now, a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
That's somewhat likely.
A candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
I would definitely, very least likely to vote.
A candidate who has a line placed on their home and in separate instances was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
That would be somewhat less likely to vote.
A candidate who has served on the UC City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government.
Somewhat least likely.
And a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Porter.
Very likely to vote for.
Excellent. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political
view? I'm a conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree in college.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
I would have to go with pro-life.
Somewhat or strongly pro-life?
Strongly.
Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you a lot for your time and for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you. You too. Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye. Take care.